It is hour number three of Shirts and Skins with Chad and Trey. We pick out the stems and seeds at 2:45. Steph Curry goes bonkers last night. At 2:30, why does April 13th matter? Well, lunch, unless you're Chad. And in mere minutes, Kuiper has a couple of Longhorns in his latest mock. We continue casting the hypothetical Horn movie, and Texas basketball gets a couple of really good pieces of news, including one of the top guards from this last season coming back. I'm Trey Elling, and sitting across from me is Chad Hastings.
Yes, indeed. Hour number three, and I will argue there's three pieces of good news there, because as we came into the show today, I believe it was already out there that Jace Febres was coming back.
That is true.
Right?
Three pieces, you're right.
As we came in there, Jace Febres is coming back. Then, as the show is developing, we hear that a Kentucky transfer named Devin Askew has now committed to Chris Beard.
Originally one of the top point guard prospects for the class of 2021, he reclassified so he could play this last season at Kentucky and put up okay numbers in limited time. But yes, Texas may have the point guard of the future, if not the present, depending on what Matt Coleman decides to do in the next couple of weeks.
6'4", 195 is how I see him listed here. He's out of Sacramento, California. He will be a Longhorn. And then, Trey, we are just finding out, shout out to our guy Jeff Howe. You hear him on Light the Tower. Of course, Jeff of Horns 24/7. He mentioned this earlier today on the air, that this is what they had been hearing was going to happen, and now it is official. Andrew Jones has just announced that he is coming back.
I'll be honest, this one surprises me. I thought Andrew Jones was as good as gone when this season was over with, but he's coming back now. And so now we go from the uncertainty of this roster to there still being a little bit of uncertainty. And as of right now, according to Inside Texas yesterday, seems like Greg Brown is leaning towards sticking in the NBA draft, or I guess announcing for the NBA draft rather than coming back to Texas for a second season.
Can get taken too early to come back.
But even if he's gone, the roster is looking much better right now than it was this time 2 weeks ago. They will be competitive. I don't know if they'll be competitive for a conference title this next year. There's still a little bit of roster shuffling that needs to be determined first, but I'm going to be very disappointed if they don't at least make the tournament with what's coming back.
You at least got to feel good at the guard position. The other stuff, there's things to figure out.
Definitely.
And certain of the guys on maybe the bigger side of things are either headed to the NBA or transferring. But that's good pieces of news there. Febres, Andrew Jones coming back, and Devin Askew, a transfer from Kentucky. So got Longhorn basketball on the brain there. Also, while we're talking Longhorn basketball, and speaking of Light the Tower, Chris Beard will be on Light the Tower tomorrow with the guys. About 11:20 is what they're shooting for. So second hour of Light the Tower. About 11:20, Chris Beard will talk to Craig and Jeff and Snoop tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that. We've also been casting the movie today, and that is the Horn movie. Who would you have play all of your favorite Horn personalities? Now that you've seen us on Twitch, maybe a little bit, you get a sense of more of what we look like. You can go to hornfm.com. Check out those Twitch cameras on every show during the week. This is the second one. Jason Statham as Chad. Can we lock this in? Can I have this?
No, you're getting Steve Carell or Kevin Bacon. I'm not giving you Jason Statham.
Because I was walking in today, I was going to try to argue for Stone Cold Steve Austin, but I knew that'd be silly, because there's no way I'm that kind of a man. I'm not that level of manliness. But if they're going to give me Jason Statham, I think I may need to rethink my Steve Austin.
You don't get
stance.
Jason Statham. No, I'm putting the kibosh on that one. Steve Carell is too cool for you, but I'm giving you Steve Carell.
All right, fine. So we've got a lot of different mentions in today. We've had everyone from Samuel L. Jackson to John Witherspoon to Charles Dutton playing Bucky. We've had all those ideas. We had
Charles Dutton.
We had James Earl Jones playing Craig. I love that idea.
I think James Earl Jones should be playing Bucky.
James Earl Jones as Bucky would be pretty good. A couple of ideas for BK that have come in the last hour.
Charles Dutton for Bucky, come on.
For BK, Ellen DeGeneres or Sandra Bernhardt? I feel like they're maybe taking a shot there.
That's a laugh for Ellen. Sandra Bernhardt doesn't work as well. Ellen does make
that,
some sense.
That could work. Somebody says for Aaron Hogan, Creed Bratton from The Office.
Oh, gosh. Only because I love Creed. That doesn't make any sense from just a how they look standpoint.
On the old side. On the old side. For the wrestling reference for Jeff Howe, since they know he's a fan, Bam Bam Bigelow for Jeff Howe. I don't know if that quite works.
I'm having a hard time picturing him. I know he has a shaved head.
Okay, should I take this one as a compliment? Nicolas Cage as me?
No, you should not take that as a compliment.
No, right.
BK's probably lobbying for Nicolas Cage to play him.
Yeah, he probably is. You're right. This says The Miz should play Kevin Dunn. And who else? There's another one in there. I think I just lost it. So if you have an idea on... Oh, here we go. Liev Schreiber should play Aaron Hogan. I don't really think those... I don't know. Maybe the hair.
Yeah, that could work.
That could work.
That could work.
Schreiber is amazing to me that he's the voice of Hard Knocks. It never sounds like him to me.
Yeah.
His voice in that and him as a guy just are two different worlds to me.
Did you ever see his Showtime show where he plays a badass?
No. Ray Donovan?
Yeah.
I've never dug into that show. I hear it's great. I've
heard some great things, too.
How about Crispin Glover as me?
Crispin Glover?
The dad from Back to the Future?
Oh, I know who Crispin Glover is. No, that doesn't work for you.
Hey, you. Get your damn hands off her. Crispin Glover.
Less convinced than I was 5 seconds ago.
Ah, there we go. Somebody says they're crying laughing at the idea of Ellen DeGeneres playing Brad Kilmer.
I think right now the finalists for the BK position are Ellen DeGeneres and David Spade.
Okay.
My idea from hour one.
All right. We'll have them. We'll do a battle of wits between those two for who gets to play BK.
And no, BK, you don't get Adam Sandler. I'm sorry.
No, you can't have that. 337-3776. Adam Sandler could play literally anyone else, any of the rest of us, but not BK. That's not going to work.
That's true.
Just not going to happen. I don't think Adam Sandler could handle that for any of us. And not Kevin James, who apparently is going to play Sean Payton. That kind of got this whole conversation started a couple steps ago. Shout out to Kevin and Paul from the Everyone Gets a Trophy podcast for getting us thinking about this and expanding on an idea they had earlier in the week. Check that podcast out wherever you get those podcasts. HornFM.com. We got our podcast page with all kinds of different things for you. All right, Trey, we have a Mel Kiper two-round mock that we've already hit a little bit today, and you got Osai and Cosme going at some point in the second round, and it's also got the Cowboys trading out but still ending up with a cornerback. Anything particular that stood out to you? We didn't get a chance to really dig into this too far earlier.
Unfortunately, I don't have much of an opinion on the Cowboys' second-round pick, Joe Tryon, who was a linebacker, defensive end, and tackle at Washington. So he's a flexible guy, can play different positions. He's 6'5", 260, would likely play in for the Cowboys and give them either a backup for Lawrence or have somebody on the other side from Tank Lawrence. Yeah, defensive end is always one of those positions that you want to maybe take some risks on, even if it's as early as the second round. I do just wonder, though, if they take cornerback in the first round, don't you have to look long and hard at the tackle options in the second and third rounds? Just to find something else there.
Oh, I think so.
Versus the steaming pile that you were working with last year.
Absolutely. I mean, if this team doesn't take... There's three positions I think they need to take seriously in this draft. Corner, safety, O-line. Specifically tackle. Mm-hmm. If they don't take those three things seriously, it's going to be another one of those drafts. Kind of an eye-rolling draft at the end of it. So, yeah, to me, the notion of what Mel Kiper lays out here, that Sertan goes to the division, the Eagles, but not to the Cowboys, that Sewell's already gone, and that the Cowboys go down and end up with J.C. Horn, and they could have had Sertan, and they could have had Farley, but they end up taking this J.C. Horn cat, this dude better be awesome. He better be awesome if that's what the Cowboys end up doing, because I do not trust them to do that.
How about this silliness at 60? New Orleans Saints select Rondale Moore.
Ooh, man.
Moore to go with Kamara?
Yeah, that'd be a hell of a fit. I want to ask you, as the president of the fan club, is there any chance we're overcooking Rondale Moore?
No.
Because every mock I see, I think he's being taken way too low. I think I'd take him before so many other guys that I see above him.
I don't see it. And I know that there was a little bit of a drop-off his sophomore year In part, that was because of injuries, and part of it was defenses keying more on him. But he is a guy who is going to be a special player at this next level. And I felt that way about DJ Moore also. No relation.
Right.
And DJ Moore has turned into a really good player for Carolina. I think he is on the verge of perhaps breaking out this year, since he has a guy who can now push the ball downfield a little bit better than Teddy Bridgewater last season.
Well, here's the other thing. As we watch this draft, we're going to get a sense for what Sean Payton, not Kevin James playing Sean Payton, but the actual Sean Payton, what does he think? How does he see his offense moving forward? Are we going to? Is it going to stay as, you know, multiple, just all the different weapons that we've seen with Drew Brees? Is that where he's going to stay moving forward? How does he see this playing out if he is indeed about to go with, because it is still the Jameis Winston,
yeah,
and what's his name idea, right?
It is.
It's my man's name, Taysom Hill.
Yep.
It's still those two guys.
So it's going to be Jameis, and Taysom Hill's probably going to be in a pinch. I'm curious to see if they sign a third quarterback, too. They saw what Taysom Hill's ceiling was in that four-game stretch, whatever it was, when Drew Brees was hurt this last year, and they saw that he is not the answer for them at quarterback.
Tell you what, if Sean Payton ends up with a reawakened Jameis Winston and finds the best of him and controls the worst of him, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Then you can start talking about Canton for that guy. Then you start talking about Sean Payton might need to get some love down the line. Because if he can pull that off, well done, coach. Well done. So that would be at 60 in this two-round mock, right towards the end, Rondale Moore to the Saints.
This is cute of Mel Kiper. He has Green Bay taking a wide receiver at pick 29, Rashad Bateman. You think they're going to waste draft capital on wide receivers, Mel? Come on.
They're not going to help Aaron Rodgers. No. They never help Aaron Rodgers. Also, towards the top of this thing in the first round, I'll link up a couple stories. He's got 24 Steelers, Najee Harris. Mm. A lot of people have that marriage happening. Trey, today we see the story that Arizona ends up with James Conner. So, not that anybody thought he was going to be in Pittsburgh, but now it's official. He's going to be in Arizona. The Steelers absolutely need to come out of this thing with a running back. If they've got that opportunity at 24, I wouldn't think about it for a second. I'd start writing Najee Harris, and I wouldn't even think about anything else.
Yeah, he feels like he's going to have a Josh Jacobs sort of impact on whatever team lands him in the first round or perhaps in the second round.
That's not a bad comparison. Not just because they went to the same school, but I could feel the same thing happening.
Feels like one of those guys. He's able to slip through holes really nicely. Shows a lot of patience as well. And as far as Connor going to Arizona, okay, maybe. I mean, it does feel like he has passed his prime. Although I do have to admit, when you told me his age in pre-show, that surprised me. The fact that he's only 25 years old right now. I assumed he was a couple years older than that. He just played older over these last couple of years, including having a hard time staying on the field and healthy.
Can you ever say a running back played older and it's not an insult? Like, I can't imagine when that would be a compliment.
No.
Maybe when he's a rookie, if I say he's playing older.
Rookie or maybe a freshman, like Bijan Robinson last year, felt like he played a little bit older at the end of the season.
If a freshman doesn't fumble, and maybe I can give him a compliment in that regard. Trey, at the top of this, we'll just take a look at kind of some of his ideas. He's got the Mac Jones theory with San Francisco.
Makes sense.
At three. And then, but how about this? He's got Miami moving up to four to take Kyle Pitts. Oh, good Lord, Mel. Who doesn't love Kyle Pitts? Really? Trading up to four to get a tight end?
I'm still not convinced that Miami is going to spend a first-round pick, unless maybe he falls to them at, what is it, 7 or 8. They're not going to take Pitts right there. They're probably going to move up to take somebody like Sewell.
That just doesn't. Yeah,
they just have too many tight ends on their roster that are productive right now. I think that they have other positions of need that they're going to try to address first.
That just does not feel like how the value game is played in the draft. Yeah. To go up to get a tight end, he's got Penei Sewell at 5 to the Bengals. Trey Lance, Atlanta, the trade back with the Dolphins there. Trey Lance to Atlanta, so he's got Lance going before Fields. Then you got the run on receivers, Chase and then Smith. Micah Parsons into the top 10. Mm. Haven't seen that a ton, but we know he's talented. Opted out the linebacker from Penn State. Denver at 9, which means he won't have to worry about voluntary workouts. And then at 10, he's got the trade with the Patriots and Cowboys, and the Patriots going up to get Justin Fields. The exact ordering of these quarterbacks, Trey, is going to be so much fun to watch. Where's the real value? Is San Francisco really thinking Jones, or if they maybe take somewhere else, could that reset things? Because I've also seen mocks where it's the Patriots that really love Mac Jones.
It would shock me if San Francisco did not take Mac Jones or maybe another quarterback right there, but it's going to be Mac Jones. I mean, they deliberately moved to number three to get one of the top three quarterbacks. And right now, most of the consensus is Mac Jones is that third guy once you get past Wilson and then, of course, Lawrence, who congratulations to him for getting married.
He did,
in his
early
20s. What a decision he just made.
Dude, to be able to say you proposed at the 50-yard line of a stadium, it's cool even if you're just a guy. I used to work with a guy who pulled that off. It's cool. It's a cool story.
Who?
Bo Edge pulled that off.
50-yard line of DKR?
Yeah.
Good for him.
It's a great story.
He's also a fan.
Right.
Trevor Lawrence is on the verge of being a multimillionaire.
But I'm saying, but when you're Trevor Lawrence, you get that extra level of, oh, no, I played a little ball. Oh, did you really? Yeah. What'd you play? Quarterback. Were you any good? Yeah, we were. We won the national title and whipped Alabama. Oh, cool. And you proposed on the 50-yard line? That's badass, dude. Well done.
Maybe you wait a year until you're a multimillionaire and you propose on a ledge in Cinque Terre overlooking the ocean.
He's got plenty of time to go to Cinque Terre or wherever the hell that is. He's got plenty of time for that. He wanted to make sure that she loved him for him. They had a nice cheap wedding. I got no problem with that.
All right. By the way, Carolina getting Devontae Smith, that would be fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
With how they've done a pretty good job of retooling things this offseason. Getting a guy who has the potential to be a better quarterback than Teddy Bridgewater with Sam Darnold. Adding another weapon to that arsenal, which is already a talented receiving core with DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson, obviously CMC looking to bounce back as well. Devontae Smith to that group. That's going to be a fun team to watch next year if that happens.
You think Darnold would enjoy that?
Yeah.
Having those two guys, not only McCaffrey as a running back, but McCaffrey out of the backfield and the versatility that Devontae Smith can give you. Holy moly.
Yep.
That'd be nice. That would be nice. NFL draft right around the corner. We are just, 16 days? 16 days away from the draft. Very, very cool. Cannot wait for that. Two-round Mel Kiper mock is out there right now if you want to check it out. All right, coming up, we'll tell you why April 13th matters to us. We got a little bit of food to talk about. Plus, we'll continue to cast the Horn movie. Who should play all of us in the movie? We've had some weird ideas, some crazy ideas. How about Bill Burr for me? Should I take that as an insult?
No, you take that as a huge compliment.
I do, because I love Bill Burr. I'll take that all day. Who should play all of us in the Horn movie? We'll get back to that, too. Give us your thoughts on the Specs text line, 337-3776. This is the Horn.
Shirts and Skins with Chad and Trey.
Don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
All right, it's another day where the music will lead you to one of Trey's great podcast discussions today. It's got a family vibe to it. What's up, Trey?
That is correct. The key word there is mamas.
Mamas.
The topic of discussion for today is parenting. The author is Michaeline Duclef. Her book is Hunt, Gather, Parent, What Ancient Cultures Can Teach Us About the Lost Art of Raising Happy, Helpful Little Humans. It's episode number 123 of Books on Pod. Check it out at booksonpod.com. Search Books on Pod with Trey Elling wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can check out the Books on Pod landing page at hornfm.com.
You know how sometimes you can remember like where you were when you first heard a song?
Yeah, do you remember that?
For some reason, it'll stick with you. I remember driving with my granddad in a pickup truck. The radio was on. That song came on. There was other conversation going on in the truck, but I never heard any of the conversation because Willie's voice pulled me in, and I just was mesmerized by this by that song.
How old were you?
Let's see. That would have been... What was I when that song came out? 10 to 12?
Wow.
That song came out in the mid-80s, didn't it?
I didn't realize that.
I think that's right. I think that's an early to mid-80s kind of track. But
yeah, let's see.
I just remember. Let me see. Am I wrong?
I'm seeing this in a greatest hits and some that will be compilation from 1974.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, that one felt like a...
Yeah. Well, it didn't need to be new when I heard it, but so I would have...
You're not saying that song came out then. That's
no.
When
I'm saying when I first
time.
Heard
okay.
it. Right.
Okay.
When I first heard it on country radio, it would have been right around that time. So I'm guessing that's about what it was, mid-80s. You're right. In my mind, it had come out in the early 80s, but I guess obviously it did not. It was that old. But yeah, love that song. Love that song. And definitely check out booksonpod.com if you haven't heard that or any of the other great interviews that Trey has had. I'd like to hear you interview Willie. Let's have Willie write a book and you interview Willie for about 20 minutes. That'd be good.
I have the ear of his, I don't know if you call her the PR person or the manager. I've gotten shot down every time, even when it makes a ton of sense to have him on these airwaves. They're understandably very protective of Willie in his older age.
I wonder how many requests they get for interviews for Willie on 420 a week from today. How many interview requests do you think they get? Hey, can we talk to Willie on 420?
Probably somewhere around 420.
Nah, it's a good call. Two more than what Snoop Dogg's people get right around 420. All right.
Wait a second. You're going to have to explain that one to me.
Well, I mean, it's just another guy you'd connect with 420.
But why two more?
Because I'm just trying to give Willie a little love and say he'd get two more requests than Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
Yeah. I could have said 10 more or 20 more, but whatever.
You're probably on the same level as Stoner, right?
I would think so. I mean, the song they did together is already legendary. Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die. From just a few years ago. That was fantastic.
Did you hear that Ricky Williams, speaking of guys who are connected to weed,
mm-hmm.
I guess he's a big astrology guy now? Like he's an astrologer?
I heard Ricky on with Bucky and Aaron this morning talking about astrology. I feel like I've heard him talk about astrology a little bit, that he's into that. Now he's really in. Like he's all the way in. He's not just like newspaper in, you know, just reading a couple things. Like he's really into the astrology stuff.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Glad he continues to find passions well beyond the football career.
Whatever you think may help you out. All right. Every day about this time, we think it helps to tell you why today matters. So let's go on April 13th.
This hour brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialists, 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
The main reason today matters for us is we're casting ourselves in a movie. Actually, you are casting us in a movie. We expanded on an idea that Kevin and Paul had on Everyone Gets a Trophy, and we're casting the whole Horn crew for the movie when they're ready to make it. See, you've seen us on the Twitch cameras now. You've got a better sense of what we look like. And, Trey, I got to tell you, a lot of people are coming up with some good ideas. In the last 20 minutes or so, multiple fans, multiple listeners are locking into Bill Burr playing me. Are you okay with this?
It makes sense, and I'm not happy about it. I didn't want you to get somebody so cool playing you, but... I think that one works. I think we're now locked in with you for Bill Burr, like we are Kurt Russell for Aaron.
Uh-huh.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt for Kevin.
Yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres for BK.
That's so wrong.
Kevin Hart for Rod. Who do we have for Craig? Oh, yeah, John Turturro for Craig.
John Turturro.
Got to get some extra love for that one. So now we're just trying to cast me, Bucky, Snoop, and Zay.
Yeah, and somebody sent in an idea for everybody, and now I can't find it. I feel bad. Somebody literally sent an idea in for everyone. John Travolta for Aaron Hogan. That's pretty funny.
John Travolta. Wow, okay.
Montez Williams for Bucky.
Montel Williams?
This says Montez Williams. Is there a Montez Williams? I know Montel Williams, the talk show host. Is Montez Williams, is that a musician as an actor, and also an actor?
Montez Williams... no, I don't know who.
Another person is suggesting blackface Robert Downey Jr. from Tropic Thunder as Bucky. That has happened. Also, and how about this for Bucky? Someone has suggested Coach from Cheers.
Oh, jeez.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
I
got Bucky. I just got it.
Who is it?
You're gonna have to put a little bit of aging makeup on him, but Eddie Murphy for Bucky.
Eddie Murphy. Okay. Nowadays, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not bad. Not bad. Ooh, Pete Davidson for BK. Would that work? Or is Pete Davidson a little crazy? A little crazy to play BK?
I'd want to see what Pete Davidson looks like with the sandy blonde mop.
Somebody says Jim Norton plays Chad. The comedian?
Oh, that's an interesting one. You're better looking than Jim Norton is.
Well, thank you.
but that could work.
It says Gary Stevens plays Bucky. Is that that the jockey?
Yes.
That's rude. And then George Wendt plays Craig Way. Oh, come on. That's not going to work.
Okay.
Norm from Cheers? No.
All right.
That's not right. Most Deaf as Snoop? Is this a suggestion?
Yes.
That work?
That works. Yes, okay. It does. It really does.
Ooh, someone else suggests. I love this guy. Mahershala Ali for Snoop. If we can work Mahershala Ali into the cast, let's do it, because I love that guy.
Wait, from True Detective?
Correct. I don't know that he would be perfect to play Snoop, but I don't care.
He's older, right?
Let's get him in there.
I know.
He'd be a little old for that role.
We have just cast who plays me in this movie.
All right.
Ryan Gosling.
Oh, come on.
What?
You can't do that.
It's similar. He looks similar to me.
Now, earlier, you were the one that suggested McConaughey. So you're telling me in one show you're going to suggest McConaughey and then we settle on Ryan Gosling?
Yes, that is a settle. One has an Academy Award. One is showing a willingness to gain and lose a lot of weight.
Oh, my God.
And replicating how my life has gone. Okay. The other one is Ryan Gosling.
I definitely sense a theme developing with the BK suggestions. We've got Neil Patrick Harris and Kate McKinnon coming in for BK. See, Kate McKinnon has played a lot of men on SNL. And I think
love Kate McKinnon.
I do too, and I think that's what's affecting people's vision of it, and they think that maybe she could work on the BK role. I think she could do a great job.
Yeah.
Could do a great job.
Yeah.
All right, here it is. I think that somebody may have sent in a couple choices here. Kevin Hart for Snoop is the suggestion. I think Kevin Hart for Rod is probably better.
Man, I think Mos Def is a really good option
for Snoop
right now.
Mos Def was good. Somebody says The Rock should play Rod Babers. Rod should take that in 2 seconds.
The Rock?
Come on. I'll take that. Can The Rock play me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right after Jason Statham says no, The Rock is the next up for you.
He's my second choice after Statham. Okay, here's one for you. How about Jim Gaffigan playing you? Does that work?
His head's a little bit too fat.
Oh, now this one you should take all.
But he's a good actor.
Oh, dude, you need to take this one to the bank and find out who thinks you're this good looking. Zac Efron for Trey.
Heck yeah. Let's do it.
Take that.
Co-cabin and all.
Ooh, for Isaiah, who produces Bucky and Aaron. Hannibal Buress.
Ooh, that's an interesting one.
I think that works.
Man, I love Hannibal.
Oh, I dig Hannibal. Dig Hannibal. Wasn't Hannibal the guy that broke the Bill Cosby thing?
Yes, he was the one who really started to talk about it on stage and get the ball rolling.
The one that said it in public and got people thinking. Somebody else with Owen Wilson for Trey. We had that earlier. Jim Brewer for BK. That's not bad. Jim Brewer. I think that might be it.
BK needs to be a little bit more of a stoner. No, I'm still going with Ellen or David Spade over Jim Brewer.
Somebody wants Mr. Burns from The Simpsons to play you. Is that one fair?
Excellent.
Come on, you're in much better shape than Mr. Burns.
Yeah, come on. I have a little bit less of a hunch in my back.
Dude,
just a little bit.
The stuff they used to do with him physically was one of the funniest things about that show to me.
Yeah.
When they would do the blood replacement or just making fun of how old he was. So funny.
And then his assistant, Smithers.
Morgan Freeman again for how about Sam Rockwell for you?
Oh, I mean, I love Sam Rockwell as an actor. I don't know if he works for me, though, necessarily.
Great actor. Somebody wants, how about Jason Bateman for you? Nobody said that today.
I mean, look, if people are willing to continue throwing out some of my favorite people in entertainment, then yes, I will accept any of them.
Oh, now here's an idea. I wouldn't have thought of this. For Craig Way, Dan Aykroyd.
That could work.
I think Dan Aykroyd could pull that off.
That could really work.
I think it could really work. Paul Rubens for you.
Who's you?
You.
You Darvish?
No, you, Trey Elling.
Come on.
Paul Rubens as Trey Elling.
Guys, for all my flaws, I'm not getting caught in any theaters doing that.
Somebody just texted Jane Lynch for BK. Oh, that's so good.
Another actor who I really like.
Jane Lynch.
She's awesome.
God, she's awesome. Goose from Top Gun as Trey.
Oh, Anthony Edwards does make a lot of sense.
I'll admit that one. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not taking it, but I understand why he would get cast for me.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking Ryan Gosling, okay?
Is that who you're taking?
Yes.
This is a little more realistic. Somebody says Kid Rock should play you.
Kid what? I wish I had a little person as my hype man, but Please, come on.
How about someone who actually has a birthday today? He's 51 today. Ricky Schroeder to play Trey Elling.
That could work.
That's a handsome man, too. You take that all day.
I would.
That guy is going to look like that his whole life.
Yeah.
How many people can really say they went from being a cute kid to a good-looking person?
Yeah.
Not many. And he was just cute as hell from day one.
When also a child star to somebody who was pretty well-adjusted, I think, as an adult.
I think so.
Because that sort of fame can just ruin a lot of different people.
Sean Astin back into the mix, but this time for you. See, Sean Astin can't play any of us. They're trying to make Sean Astin me and then you. That's not going to work.
Sean Astin might work for you like 15, 20 years ago.
Right. You're right. That's not
maybe,
gonna,
but even then it's a stretch.
Maybe not now. How about this one? Somebody suggested this earlier for you and I did not mention it. We have interviewed him. Anthony Michael Hall. Would you take that?
That could work.
That's a handsome man.
That could work, and I am likely to get into an altercation with hipsters at a pool who are just being belligerent a-holes and accidentally get caught on camera looking like the a-hole in the process.
Like
what happened with him in here in Austin after he spoke with us.
Oh, yeah. See, I forgot that story.
He was at the Austin Hotel, whatever the one is on South Congress.
Uh-huh.
And he was just enjoying himself in the pool, and these people were being belligerent, and they got him all worked up, and they caught him on camera.
Dude, that's
getting
sucks.
Angry at them.
I like Anthony Michael Hall. I like how he's aged in terms of, like, he clearly has not gone out of his way to do any work. He's changed. He's gotten older, but still a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
Anthony Michael Hall, he's a great interview. Now, this, why did no one think of this till now? Ricky Williams should play Bucky. Now, I don't know that Ricky considered, I don't think he has a SAG card, but we can make an exception. I want Ricky Williams to portray Bucky Godbolt.
Okay.
Can we have that?
I mean, we can let him read.
Let him read for the part?
We can do a screen test with him. I don't know if it's going to work more than Eddie Murphy.
All right. I really like this pairing. I feel like it really encapsulates both of us. They say Bruce Willis should play me and Macaulay Culkin should play you. We okay with that?
I would take Macaulay Culkin, but you're not allowed to take Bruce Willis. When did you get all the shaved-headed action stars?
I don't know, but like I said to you during a break, if I could go back in time and go to this haircut when I was 12, I would do it because I didn't have much going on. I don't have much going on with this, but it's way better than what I had.
Yeah.
And I should go back. I should have gone back and embraced it a long time ago.
Like, do you get more attention with the shaved head than you ever did the mullet?
Yeah. Probably.
Like random people coming up and just rubbing your head.
Yes.
Right?
Especially right after I shave it. And I don't go all the way bald with it, but right after I shave it, yeah, sometimes people will have that reaction.
Including a lot of women.
Yeah.
Does it ever bother Wendy when y'all are just out in public and somebody comes up and rubs your head?
If they don't pay her first, it does bother her.
How much do they have to pay her?
It's $5 a rub.
Okay. Okay.
Lincoln a rub. That's what she calls it.
Mm.
Abe. I need an Abe.
An Abe and a rub.
Abe and the old Abe and rub. That's what that is. All right. Coming up, we'll get you stems and seeds before we get out of here. Thank you so much for everybody on the text line today trying to cast these folks for who's going to play everybody in these movies. Somebody says Will Poulter. Oh, my God. That guy to play Trey? Will Poulter from Breaking Bad? Wasn't he in Breaking Bad?
Will Poulter.
Or, no. The kid from We're the Millers. That's who he is.
Plays me?
Plays you. Okay. That's their idea. I don't think he looks like you. No, he doesn't have your nose at all. He's got much of a much wider nose. He doesn't have your nice pointed beak going on there. All right, so we're casting the movie. Thank you for your help today. Stems and seeds, couple things coming up before we get you to the triple option, and we'll set you up for the rest of the evening as well. Here on the Horn.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm awake and I speak English, so yeah, I do know what you're saying.
Shirts and skins.
Oh, yeah. I think I know what's coming here.
What a build-up.
I think I know what's coming. Yeah. I think it's a song about a no-good man. But it's a badass song. Is this Papa?
Yep.
Yeah, baby. Papa was a Rolling Stone. All right, Trey's going with some family vibe today off of this latest podcast of his. Trey, tell him about it.
Newest episode. Whoa. Gonna get a shot on the camera there. Newest episode is with Mykalene Duclef. She is the author of Hunt Gather Parent, what ancient cultures can teach us about the lost art of raising happy, helpful little humans. Check it out now at booksonpod.com.
All righty. Thanks to everybody for the great text rolling in. All kinds of choices for the casting of our Horn movie. And before the break, the kid from We're the Millers, I don't know if that's quite Trey, but somebody had a great idea. Our man Tom, our Emily Wolfe fan, who loves to promote Emily Wolfe, the great musician. Tom says Joe Morton, a wonderful actor, would be a nice Bucky. Looked him up. It's the captain from Speed. He played Mac, I think was his name, the captain in Speed.
Yep.
You brought up he was in T2
yep.
as Miles Dyson, and I love that actor every time I see him. And I saw a picture of him with a little bit of gray, a little bit of salt going on. I agree. I think he could pull off the Bucky Godbolt character maybe perfectly.
Makes sense to me.
I like it.
I'm still going Eddie Murphy.
You still like Eddie Murphy. Okay. Yep. Eddie could do it as long as he committed to Bucky way more than he committed to Akeem the second time.
That's the concern.
I need him to get inside of Bucky because he was so far from Akeem, I didn't know what to do with him.
Yeah, I think he was trying a little bit too hard to play that disengaged character that was so successful the first time around.
Yeah, he did not pull it off that second time. Thanks for all your help there. Let's get you some stems and seeds and tell you what's going on today.
No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks.
Brought to you by AV Consultations, 255-8678, 255-8678, or avconsultations.com. A great day if you're a Texas basketball fan. Let's lay out all the good news for you. Jace Febres is coming back. Later in the day, Andrew Jones officially announced he is coming back. And would you like a transfer from Kentucky? Well, Chris Beard's got you one. It's a point guard named Devin Askew. He is headed to Texas as well. Going to change from all that blue to all that burnt orange. Plus, Chris Beard will be on our station tomorrow morning about 11:20 with Jeff and Craig and Light the Tower. The guys will get to talk to the new basketball coach, who's obviously bringing a lot of energy to town, and now he's bringing players to town and bringing them back in key spots. So Longhorns get good news there on the guard front specifically.
Things looking up for this roster just for next season as Chris Beard really tries to rebuild things the way that he wants to, the way that he is able to compete for conference championships and ultimately, hopefully, NCAA championships for years to come.
Also today, remember, we got Texas baseball coming up for you when we're done. 6:30 on the first pitch, 6:15 on the pregame. Ivan Melendez, Trey, home run or no?
I'm going to say yes, just because he is the latest craze right now, but really I have no idea.
I'm going to try to reverse psychology him by saying I think he gets the collar tonight. Baseball answers back. He'll go like 0 for 3 or 0 for 4. He'll walk a couple times.
Okay.
He'll go like 0 for 3, 0 for 4. Baseball will correct itself. Ivan, please take that information and do with it what you will. This guy's been on a tear, though. You got to watch when 17's up to bat tonight. He is doing things at the dish that nobody has seen, even Keith Moreland, all the way back to 1975.
Murdering baseballs.
Keith will sit there and tell you he's hitting them to places that they just don't hit them, and including that big towering shot to center in the last game. Texas and Nevada tonight at 6:30. Big NFL story today involves the Broncos. In case you're just jumping in, the Denver Broncos have announced through the Players Association they are not going to be a part of voluntary workouts. All of them. Every player is not going to show up for voluntary workouts. They're citing COVID stuff, worse COVID numbers now than they saw last year, as well as the fact that they feel like football was still pretty good last year, even though they only won 5 games
right
last year. That's a little weird. But, Trey, the real question is, will other NFL teams follow their lead? That could be troublesome for Goodell if that happens.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, this may be the beginning of a trend, or perhaps the NFLPA talks a lot of these Broncos players into just resuming things as normal. But the fact that the numbers are not looking good in the Denver area right now, they have a strong argument. So ultimately, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if that organization allows them to go about their business as such.
I bet Vic Fangio's head exploded when he heard that. Old coach like that?
Yeah.
Trying to understand why my players don't want to show up to voluntary workouts?
Yeah, he probably S'd himself, and then he heard the news, and then he reacted.
Come on, man. All right, keep your eyes peeled for that story, too. The Triple Option is coming up next with RBKD. Keep it right here. We'll be back for a Wednesday show tomorrow. See ya!